Everybody, welcome back to the pod. Welcome back to another episode of Living Set Apart. I am your host, Destiny. And today I'm going to be talking about something that the Lord is bringing me through right now. I am kind of going through a funk. I feel like I'm walking through a fog. It's a very interesting transitional season of life right now. And I think part of it is because of a lot of personal things that I'm walking through, but also just the season in general. We are coming out of Christmas and we're kind of in this lull period of another season approaching and even more holidays. I feel like we all kind of are in this weird place after the holidays are over and normal starts to settle in. And so I just want to go ahead and open us in prayer and we can get started. Father God, thank you so much for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. I pray that this would be you, Jesus, speaking and not Destiny speaking, Lord. I pray that you would speak through me and that I fully surrender to be a vessel for you, Lord. And I pray that this message would touch everyone's hearts, including my own, Lord. And I pray that you would continue to do the good work that you have started in us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So I know I say this in every episode, but I will say it again. Today, I'm going to be just speaking from the heart. I'm going on a journey of hearing God, and y'all, this is such a sweet journey that I'm going through, even though it is hard, even though it is kind of confusing. So today, I'm just going to be walking you through the steps that I'm taking on how to get out of a funk. You know, I think it's important to recognize what season you're in. I'm a person that is a huge advocate for self-awareness. God calls us to a higher place. And as believers, we walk closely with the Holy Spirit, and something that comes with that is being aware. It's like our spiritual radar is on. When we pray and turn to Jesus, we bring everything to the foot of the throne. And y'all, in order to bring everything, we need to know what everything is, right? And that, my friends, is where being self-aware comes in. So you guys, my first step to getting out of a funk is prayer. 1 Thessalonians calls us to pray without ceasing. And before, in my previous episode of prayer, I talked about what it means to pray, how to pray, and all that good stuff. So I will link that episode in the show notes below. It's a good one, so you guys should definitely check it out for wisdom on prayer. But anyways, in that podcast episode, we talked about Colossians chapter 4. And it says to devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. I believe that that very fact, that verse, applies to this season of life that I'm in right now. In fact, I have full faith that even when it's hard to pray, hard to process my emotions, and even when it's hard to love and even know myself, that Jesus knows me and that Jesus will finish the good work in me. His word is so good, you guys. It brings a smile to my face to be able to say this to you and really just preach to myself. So that brings me over to my next step, and that is to fill your cup with Jesus and his word daily. Now in James, the Bible says, when we humble ourselves before the Lord, he will give us wisdom. And even in each book of the gospel, it talks about seek and you will find, ask and you shall receive. And what a great gift this is to his followers. So my question to you and my question to myself is, why do we not relish in his goodness? I mean, Jesus is literally telling us, look, I see you, I hear you, and I want to give you this gift of wisdom. And I don't know about y'all, but that right there just sets my soul on fire for the Lord. In prayer, ask God to give you wisdom. Ask God to silence distractions so that you will hear his voice more clearly. Not just ask for y'all, but actually do, I'm actually doing what I'm preaching to you. And you guys, I am living proof that when you quiet the noise of the Lord and cling to Jesus, you will see him, you will hear him, and you will hear him speak in undeniable ways. And even in the book of Matthew, when Jesus goes on his 40-day fast, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He silenced everything around him. The King of Kings silenced the world around him to hear his Father. So why don't we take after that? Why don't we run to that? I mean, it's clear in the Bible, the steps we take, what we do in order to meet God, in order for God to meet us where we are and to fully surrender everything to him. And lastly, my final step is to surround myself with people that fully pursue Jesus. And when I talk about filling your cup up with Jesus, that means to empty the world and fill your word in on his word. With our eyes fixed on the cross, when you are in a tough season, the most beneficial thing you can do when seeking community is to saturate yourself, saturate your time with people walking with the Lord. And when you are speaking with people that are pouring into you, with people that are speaking life into your situation, you will see dead bones rise. Another tip I would say that I didn't mention in the previous one is to listen to worship music. In fact, I challenge you to only listen to worship music that isn't secular. Listening to secular music and watching shows and scrolling on Instagram and Snapchatting and all of that stuff when you're in a funk is probably the most toxic thing you can do, because you are just feeding into the hurt. You guys, I challenge all of us, including myself, let us repurpose our pain. Let the potter of the clay that is our life, God, redefine and repurpose the fog that we are walking through. You guys, I just want to encourage you that you are not alone in this season. Reach out to those around you. And if you don't have Jesus followers in your life, then reach out to me. I can pray over you and we can walk together in life that we are called to live set apart in. Thank you for listening. Be sure to head to my YouTube channel to get more connected with me. And lastly, read the show notes below to learn how you can be more involved in the podcast. Thank you guys for the constant support and prayer. It means the entire world to me. Be blessed, and I will talk to you guys next Saturday. Bye.